Theme is how long?
View details.
Probably one of the longer ones, because to me, I mean, certainly the longer ones they're cheaper.
Yeah.
And they make more sense to be a small, like, motel room kind of thing anyway.
Yeah, it's got a gaucho up front and then a side gaucho. It sleeps 1 to 3. So, pretty cool.
Cool.
Awesome. All right, yeah, thanks for sending that in, Carrie, and good luck. Good luck. And if we're through the area, we'll have to stop by and say hello.
Absolutely.
All right, let's listen to a voicemail here. This one is from Joe from Nashville, Indiana. And he has a 54 Safari. Let's have a listen. I click on this. And then wait, vamp a little bit. Okay, here we go.
Hello, this is Joe from Nashville, Indiana again. And I am still working on my 1954 Safari. I've got another question for y'all. This is regarding the main doors, the entry door, and the seals that go around it, or the weather stripping, or whatever you want to call it, the gasket. There, of course, is the gasket that gets riveted on to the frame, which I think I've heard y'all talk about before, and I've already picked up one of those from Vintage Trailer Supply. So I was just wondering if y'all could talk a little bit about the install, but then also any other gaskets or seals or anything that are on those doors. Again, that's one with a door within a door. It looks like there is a second gasket on that main door. So the one gasket's actually on the frame of the Airstream, but then it looks like there's a second one actually on that main door. And I don't know if that's something somebody has added to try to keep water out, or if there really is supposed to be a second gasket there, or what's going on. And then any gaskets that go around that door within a door, if you could speak to that. Appreciate everything you guys do, and I'm sure I'll have additional questions in the future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call there. Gaskets on a 54.
Well, that was back in the period. I mean, it's certainly it's called an overlay door, which, and the door within the door is also an overlay door, which means basically the door flange goes over top of the body of the trailer. It sticks out, basically. And then the door within the door also sticks out and over top of the main door. The first gasket you talked about is actually, I don't like them. And my reasoning is that when Airstream put them on, the way it was designed, it went between the interior skin and the door frame and got buck riveted in place. So the only way you could change your gasket is if you drilled out those rivets, and, you know, if your trailer's Zolotone inside, which they should be, you're sort of destroying the Zolotone on every rivet. So that's how they did it, and certainly if you're redoing it and you're re-Zolotoning and or doing some other kind of paint job, it may not be such a big deal. Certainly that's not the gasket that gets the worst of the weather either. But on those ones that, you know, where the gasket failed, I would normally use a peel and stick D style gasket, which is basically, it looks like a capital D, and Vintage Trailer Supply sells a variety of those for different gap sizes. On the main door, on the outside, and on the door within the door, they use the same gasket, and yes, they were both factory gaskets. And I know Vintage Trailer Supply has those. Tim, you've probably put one on your trailer, I would imagine, at least once.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Steve went through a couple of versions before he came up with his current version, and it's not that I think